Drive. For that, we had something off the new Journey Frontiers album called Separate Ways. 26 minutes before 7 on Dial-A-Bit Monday with the Greaseman. Dial-A-Bit Monday means you can call up for past shrieking. Anything you may have liked in the past, you can call up and I'll do it again for you. Because a lot of people ask me to do things over again, and I hate to repeat bits, but I figure one day a month I'll devote to total bit redoing. So if there's one you liked, give me a buzz at 4321101, or, you just roll the tape recorder and save these tapes so that when I'm finally committed to a mental institution for full time, when I'm sitting there next to Hinckley fighting over who gets to play Parcheesi, you'll be able to say, yes, we knew him well. All right, let me take a quick one on the air. Yeah, go ahead. 4321101's the number.
Agreed.
Hey, buddy.
You're a hard man to get a hold of.
I know, buddy, but you got me now. I am at your cervix. What can I do for you?
Hey, look, check it out. I need to sit down and rap to you. I got some good, you want to do some bits, right?
Right.
Hey, you know what? I've been trying to get a hold of you for 3.5 weeks.
All right, now you got a hold of me. Talk.
Okay, look, I want you to do me a bit part. My name is Tony C.
Tony C.
Tony C.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got a lot of habba-do-habba-do-ga-ga I like.
All right, Tony C.
Hey, you know what?
For 3 weeks, you tried to get a hold of me to say this. What?
Oh, you know what? 3 weeks I've been trying to get a hold of you. Now I'm stuck. I can't say that. I got you on one side, and I got my stereo on the other side.
Well, turn down the stereo, Tony.
Like, you know, I'm a black dude, right?
No.
That's got nothing to do with the conversation whatsoever.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I like your bits on the policeman.
Yeah, the lawman.
The lawman, I love that.
Right, Tony. Well, I'll tell you what. Just for you, I'll do one for it.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You know, it sounds real good to me.
What's that, Tony C?
The grease man and me. You know what class is?
No, Tony, no way. I work alone, buddy.
Okay, look, check me out.
All right, bend over and cough. Thanks, Tony. I've checked you out and you're quite normal, Tony. Good luck, arrivederci. And nurse, take this glove and burn it, please. It's 24 minutes before. All right, Tony, see, we'll do it for you, buddy. Let's do it. Ah! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become you start this day just like all the rest. Before you go on duty, you watch your video cassette of Dirty Harry. You sit there in front of the TV set with your gun unloaded, clicking it at the TV set. Your wife says, honey, would you like me to pack you a light? You say, shut up! I'm watching Clint Eastwood, can't you see that?
She says, geez, I'm sorry.
You sit there and you watch Dirty and you remember every line by heart. You move your lips with Clint when he says, all right, punk, do you feel lucky? And after the tape's over, you sit there with a cold sweat on your face waiting for the Menlee hydraulics to subside. And you think to yourself, wow, why couldn't I do that? Why can't I just once in my life be like Clint Eastwood? You go storming out of the house with your Magnum freshly loaded. Well, you're sitting in a diner across from the bank. You've been sitting there every day for 6 months, and you can't believe your eyes. There's a car parked outside the bank. An accumulation of cigarette butts outside the car. The engine's running. The car is poised and ready. And you think, my God, can it be? The guy behind the wheel is looking around furtively, very nervous. You say, it is! At last! You say, give me a cheeseburger to go! And call headquarters and tell them there's a 211 in progress at the bank at 109 North Blauman Street! And make it fast! So you take out that Magnum as you eat the cheeseburger with one hand and got that Magnum in the other. And you go walking up on the bank, chewing that Magnum out. Sure enough, the door bursts open and out come the maggots. They see you, they turn, but you're too fast for them. Blam! You hit one, he goes over backwards. Blam! You hit the other one, he's down in the street. Sure enough, the getaway guy panics and he hits the gas. Blah! Coming straight for you. You take another bite of that cheeseburger casually as you sight down the barrel of that Magnum. And blam! You let him hold one through the windshield. Blam! Another one gets fired. Finally hits the fire hydrant. The water geysers up in the air. Blam! You put another one in there just for good measure. Well, you go walking up to the bank, and there's one of them lying there trying to decide whether or not he should go for the shotgun. You say, do you feel lucky, punk? Did I fire 5 or did I fire 6? Well, he's seen the movie, too, so he goes for the gun, and blam! You let him hold one right in the guts and say to him, buddy, movies are fun, but life's a bitch. Oh, God! Jeez! Let me light up a camel. 18 minutes after 7.